You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. It's time to check in with Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. For Tigers fans, the baseball season is over. There won't even be that makeup day for the rained-out game last week. John, the Tigers ended the season with a 1-0 loss to the Atlanta Braves and ended the chance for a wild-card playoff spot. Why do you think the Tigers were so inconsistent this year?
Due to inconsistency. How's that, Lester, for a rotten answer? Relief pitching. That's the answer. These guys go through 7 innings. They've got a lead. They must have blown 10 to 20 easily games along the way. Pathetic performance by their relief pitching. That's the problem.
Will Detroit Tigers manager Brad Ausmus be back for a fourth season?
I'm guessing no. We're going to find out very soon, I think. But we'll see. I think he's got a lot of support in the locker room. That counts for a lot. It's very difficult in baseball, Lester, to tell exactly what the manager does, to be honest. You only make about 3 or 4 decisions a day versus a football coach who makes one every single play. So it's difficult to see the influence he's got on his players, but it must be said, under the salty old dog, Jim Leyland, almost every player on his team in Miami, in Pittsburgh, and in Detroit had the best seasons of his career playing for Leyland. The opposite is happening under Ausmus.
Let's talk about money. The Tigers have the third highest payroll in baseball, so it's not really about the owner, Mike Ilitch, not opening up the wallet. So what do you think needs to happen to get this team into the playoffs?
It needs to have relief pitching. They paid for that, though. So again, you're down to the intangibles of why are these guys not performing the way they're advertised. And that might be managing.
Some people are calling the Lions' 17-14 loss to the Bears the worst loss of Jim Caldwell's time as Detroit's head coach. What does that loss and the last-minute loss to Tennessee the week before say about the rest of the season?
It's shot.
Really?
I'm going to say it now. I've got no faith in this team. Jim Caldwell, very nice guy by all accounts. But look, at Wake Forest, 8 seasons, he had 1 winning season. In Indianapolis, his first year taking over for Tony Dungy, they were 14-2. That's great. 2 years later, they're 2-14. That is not great. Look, Caldwell is simply not a very good coach.
Michigan got its first win against a top 10 team since 2008 with a win over the Wisconsin Badgers. What's working for the Wolverines this year?
Defense, defense, defense. That defense might be the best in the nation right now. The offense is good to very
right.
good occasionally, sometimes so-so.
Kicking's a big problem. We'll
kicking is not so-so.
Yeah. I mean, Michigan missed 3 field goals on Saturday. So, but back to that original question. What's happening here that hasn't happened in the past?
Defense is the answer, and Don Brown is the defensive coordinator. Harbaugh cannot give him enough credit in postgame interviews. They've got arguably the best defense in the nation right now. That will get you in every single game you play all season long. So right now they become a candidate for a playoff spot. Ohio State is still, without question, the class of the Big Ten, but Michigan's getting close.
The Spartans are now 0-2 in the Big Ten, and they haven't even faced the Big Ten powerhouses, Michigan and Ohio State. How can they salvage the season?
Very easily, and I think D'Antonio will. It's not going to be a great year, obviously. You're 2-2 already. But I think they're going to be a competitive team, and anybody in Ann Arbor who takes them for granted is going to pay a price. So D'Antonio will get them to about 8-4, I believe, before they're done, and they'll be competitive again next year.
Western Michigan, tell me about that team.
How about that team, by the way? They are now getting some national news, actually.
Sure, they ranked 25th.
They ranked 25th, which for any MAC team, of course, is a big deal. Big game, of course, versus Central over the weekend. P.J. Fleck, if you're a Western Michigan fan, enjoy him while you can. He's going to be coaching somewhere else next year because he's too good.
And finally, Eastern, 4-1 on the season. You and I have had some conversations about Eastern's long-running losing record and the amount of tuition money consumed by the football program. Does a winning season make a difference?
It does make a difference.
Are we going to be eating crow? Yeah.
I'm eating crow today. Officially, by the way, my bib is on. I'm eating crow. 4-1 is the best start in forever, pretty much. And Coach Creighton and, of course, Heather Light, the AD, we have both debated the cost of the program for Eastern Michigan as well as the interest in it from fans and alumni and students, also winning. Now, this solves one of those three problems. They're 4-1. Creighton is doing a fantastic job. My bib is on. The crow is being eaten.
That's Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Lester.